You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Sounds on the beat. Sounds on the beat.
I just hopped up out the train, about to do another show. Cashing my checks in, then I do the woo woo. Either I'm fast or the city really slow, cause I'm passing them like, bro, let's go. Oh, they mad, huh? Oh, they mad, huh? The gag is I'm a shade anyway. But the gag is I'm a show out all day. And the gag is they gon' tune in anyway. These bitches could never. Let's go.
It is but the grace of God that I'm actually sitting right here. I have not slept because I've been up all night talking easy. You know, I don't even know who I am these days. Like, I've just become this gnome of the industry who gets one iconic phone call after another. But I'm excited to be back. I flew from Atlanta to Miami, and then Miami I flew in today and went straight to Kanye's to his warehouse, where he had the most amazing event. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but I wanted to say I'm glad that everybody showed up today. Let me give y'all a round of applause. I'm not on Bego as much anymore. I took the month off. My team is extremely happy about that. I feel at peace with that, but now I have other stress. Okay. I now understand why people have nervous breakdowns. I am literally this close. See, I don't have nervous breakdowns. I just go the fuck off and then I just pew, 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 pew. You know what I mean? And I'm literally like this close. Why? Because I'm at a certain level of my career where I have earned the respect. I've earned the respect from the industry. I've earned the respect from my staff. I've earned the respect from everybody that I come in contact with. And I don't, and you teach people how to treat you. And I'm just at a point in my life where I want what I want and I'm gonna unapologetically get that. But I came back today really excited because today is Black Future Month. We are not celebrating Black History Month anymore. Ye has already let the whole world know, but do we, is that, that's not in the tea, right? That's just me talking?
Yes, you're talking.
Do we have pictures?
Yeah.
This is Gagging with Jason Lee, y'all. It's an exciting show. Here's the disclaimer. Don't fuck shit up, okay? Just don't, because I'm tired of getting sued. I'm tired of people calling me about lawsuits. My attorney wants me to settle some lawsuits. I told her, call me back after I get back from Dubai, because depending on how much money I spend. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, listen, Ye, he announced Black Future Month. Do we have a picture, Ye? Where's the picture at? Oh, okay. Well, that's what he put on in social media. You know, we went back and forth over the development of what this was, and it's very simple. It's Black Month, but it's Black Future Month. And I, you know, we got into a lot of conversation about what Black Future Month represents. And when you think about it, Black History Month. You know, we always crack jokes. It was on the smallest month of the year. And, you know, what is Black History Month? And this is really a time where folks that don't look like us benefit off of marketing campaigns and Hallmark cards around a month that they really don't care about, because every other month they ain't worried about anti-lynching bills or protecting our voter rights. You know, Black Future Month for me, I'm not buying into the bullshit no more. Fuck Black History Month. It's Black Future Month, and not because Ye said it. Because I literally say in my book and I say in my life, life doesn't go in reverse. Why am I celebrating Black History Month when y'all didn't even teach us Black history in school? Y'all didn't care about Black folks knowing their history. What was you going to say? Well, could you imagine you were a 10-year-old sitting in school and they say, well, this is when we came and picked up your grandparents on the boat and shackled them and brought them in and made them build our country. And that's why we tell y'all don't belong here no more. So go home, because the work is done. No, 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 no. Black History Month is dead. Black Future Month is every day. I want Black Future Day, because I wake up and I'm Black excellence every day. And Ye really wants to focus on, you know, the richness of supply chain and food, healthy food in urban communities, transportation, evolving the Black dollar and how we circulated Black banking. You know, what does it look like to take control of our narrative? And I think in our interview, they got lots and lots of pickup. We got over 2.5 billion impressions on that show, more than the episodes of the Wendy Williams show. It was funny, on the day my report came out, that I got 2.5 billion impressions. The show got 986,000 views. A lot less than mine, but again, I guess I'm not ready for broadcast television. Wonder how that works. You can have more followers on Instagram. You can have more influence in the culture that's relevant today. And you can have every relationship in your phone. I could literally throw Rolling Out 2023 by making text messages. I got every big major celebrity in here. Even The Weeknd texted me, and Abel told me that it was an iconic interview or incredible interview, and yet it's still not good enough. But okay, whatever, enough about me. So that goes back to Black Future Month. I'm tired of white folks telling me when I'm ready. I am ready. Y'all ain't ready. And the reason why you're not ready is because, you know, the day you let me sit in any chair that ain't mine, baby, won't nobody else be able to fit in that motherfucker. That's the true tea. Who gonna sit in there? Who? Name them. Name them. I cannot wait till the day somebody slip up and say, oh, we ain't got nobody, just let Jason go. I can't wait. Because, baby, I might have Rihanna come through the sky with her baby in her hand just for ratings to show y'all don't fuck with me. Rihanna's a mom. Johnny, you're slow. What the hell? You see me point. What?
You didn't say the tea with Jason Lee.
Fuck that. Leave that up. It's the tea with Jason Lee. When I'm wrong, I'm right. You know what's so funny? I tell them, study your cues. Study, study, study. Then I forget the cue. That's because I didn't do no run through. Why? Because I've been Black Future Month-ing it all day. We shot a commercial today for this thing at the warehouse, which I'm so excited. And Antonio Brown was there, and Fivio Foreign was there, Gunna was there, French Montana was there. French Montana, y'all got to, I want to interview French Montana because he's funny. He was there. A lot of people were there. Shinsea was there. She's cute. She's short. She's cute. All right, but anyway. Okay, now you know how excited I am at this, right? But I'm going to tell you how Rihanna is shady as hell. I'm going to start by telling y'all how Rihanna Robin Fenty, you are the shadiest beauty queen I know. I can't be mean to you because you're fucking bomb as shit. And you look so beautiful in these photos, but you're shady as fuck. You know that. Let me tell you how Riri did me. And I think it's because she knows we're connected by souls. Our souls are connected. Do you know you can have a soul tie with somebody it's not sexual, it's not family, but do you believe you can have a soul tie? Do you guys believe that? You can have a soul tie with a human being. And I believe there's a soul tie between me and Rihanna. I'm going to tell you why. You already know the story, how I wanted to meet her in 2012, how I met her. I snuck in the Rock Nation brunch. I lied, met her. Wanted to be her friend, talk about it all the time. Meet her, went running to her in Walgreens, exchanged numbers, hang out, all that. You saw the bottles, you saw Instagram. And I talked about it here on the show where I said how I felt about her because she really is special to me. And she later put me on her Instagram as part of that Fenty perfume thing because she said she wanted to make sure I was in there because I had talked about how much I remembered her scent and that scent to her was about memory. So anyway, there was that connection. But I'm going to tell you what the tea I didn't tell you. At the Savage Fenty party in New York, when I walked up to her and Rocky were talking, and then Rocky started talking to somebody, and me and her were just kind of standing there. And the three of us ended up taking a picture. And when Rocky walked away, I said, can I ask you a question? She said, well, I said, y'all going to have a baby? And she looked at me, and she was like, what do you mean? I go, are you going to have a baby? And she was like, I mean, I don't know if it's meant to be. It'll happen. And I said, are you guys going to get married? So we talked about marriage. We talked about babies. And I told her I am so here for it because I think they are the world's sexiest couple. I think they love each other. I love her for Rocky and I love Rocky for her. And then she invited me to a photo shoot. Okay. Ree, I'm going to tell it because you lied to me. So I got to get you back. She invited me to a photo shoot and I took one of my friends and we went to the photo shoot. I couldn't tell if she was pregnant. But she was doing a really good job with that oversized t-shirt and that extra wraparound. And I was sitting back. And there was a scene where she was getting undressed, where she was like, Jason could come in here because, you know, he gay. She didn't say that, but, you know, she's like, he gay. He can come in here and he ain't looking at me. Although she's sexy as hell and I would have been looking. But I didn't go in the room because I brought my friend with me and he's straight. And I didn't want to tell her that he was straight because then it would have been weird if she would have found out while she was naked. So we stayed on the other side sipping a reposado while she changed, right? So when I left, and she wasn't drinking that night, but she asked me to drink. So I started saying, like, wait a minute, me and Ree together, we ain't sipping. We're not tipping. We're not clinking shot glasses. So I started thinking, like, what's going on? So I called her when I started seeing rumors, and I said, listen, she was supposed to come over for dinner. And I said, are you going to come over? And she said, Yeah, I'm going to come to dinner. Oh, I'm going to Barbados. Oh, I'm going to New York. I'm like, girl, I'm going to New York too. Girl, I'm going to Barbados too. I was on her ass, but she kept traveling around. But I felt like she was avoiding me. And I thought maybe she's avoiding me because I'm an alcoholic. When I get drunk, I call her and I cry and we talk and I tell her how beautiful she is. I tell her all these things and it's always an emotional phone call. I emotionally drunk dial Rihanna. Every time I get drunk, wifey's in my phone. Wifey, wifey, wifey. So I thought she was dodging me because I have a drinking problem. She wouldn't come to my house. She said she was going to come and cook. She didn't show up. So I thought, oh my God, damn it. Did I ruin my relationship? But I don't want to stop calling her because it's Rihanna and I love her. So finally, I called her one day. I said, hey, and she answered the phone. Hi. And I said, hey, let me just say this. If you're pregnant or if you get pregnant, I will never tell anybody. I will keep it a secret. It'll be awesome. And she said she was shocked because she was pregnant at the time and she thought I found out. She was like, yo, it's really spooky how you know these things. because I feel her energy. I felt when her energy changed. So she avoided me. She wouldn't return my calls. I thought, oh, well, the relationship's over. Well, at least I have these memories. So then I'm laying in bed the other day, and I see my staff say, Rihanna and ASAP Rocky are expecting a baby, because y'all have been trying to shade Rocky just saying Rihanna's having a baby. She ain't no baby mama. She and Rocky are having a baby. When I saw that, the next thing I got was a text from my wife about the baby we're expecting. I don't know what y'all laughing about, because we are expecting. We are with child. I told her we're having child. Now, she sent me a picture. Baby! I had to show my people, but they're not going to tell. They're on NDAs. They're not going to say, but it doesn't she look gorgeous? That she sent me my own personal picture, and she apologized because she told me if I ever was to be pregnant, of course I would tell you first. Well, you didn't tell me first. Rhea, you went walking in the middle of New York with your button out, with your belly hanging out. So I got emotional. I act like I really felt like this is my child. I told her I had been staring at the picture all day, and that I was emotional and I was happy for her, because you never know what people got going on in their life. And people are so infatuated with this music that y'all literally drag her every day for not dropping an album, because it's been several years since she's done that. But now she's 30 something years old. She's bringing her first child into the world with a man that she's in love with, and I'm happy for her, and I think we should give her time to do that. And it's just going to make the music even more powerful, because she's going to have a baby song. She's going to have a song about her baby that's going to be so beautiful that y'all are going to cry all your Fenty mascara away. So I'm happy for her, and I told her, please don't let these fans drag you for filth, because you popping out babies before you pop out that next single. Although I heard in the streets today that there is an album. She didn't tell me, because clearly my wife don't tell me everything. But I'm not the first man that's married to somebody who wife don't tell him. By the way, I have no facial hair because my barber fucked up my mustache, and so I had to shave all my face off. This is not me wanting to look younger. I'm not. My midlife crisis is over when I got the Botox and the eye filler and the threads. This is literally, I look cute though. I look like a lesbian. Don't look like a lesbian a little bit, don't I?
Not many friends.
Don't look like a lesbian a little bit. I look like a little fishy. Anyway, I love this show. I love you, Rihanna. I am so happy for you and Rocky. Digsy, a friend of mine, he's a photographer out there, and I love how she supports Digsy too, because she shoots with him a lot, and he did some phenomenal photos of them walking through New York in the snow with her baby bump out. Take a look. We have those photos. This is one of the photos right here. We have one more? We have one.
Yes, because I didn't
know. Huh?
Only one.
Why?
Because I didn't know.
Yeah. Anyway, this is the photo right here. Digsy, if I got to pay for this, just let me know. I'll call Shutterstock. They look so beautiful together. And don't they just look so fashionable? Even just like, they just look like fashion. It's disgusting. Now, Rocky, do not fuck this up, because Drake and Chris Brown are waiting for your ass. This, if you fuck this up, not that you will, because I don't believe that you will, but I do want to go on record having warned you. You will fucking take an L, because you got a baby with Rihanna. I don't give a fuck what single you got. It don't pair up to that. But I love how he loves her, and I love how she loves him, and I'm extremely happy for them. And I love that she told me, ooh, we forgot to tell Jason. See, we're a throuple. The three of us are connected. Even Rocky said we're supposed to tell Jason. So I love the fact that they've included me in that process. I do feel like I did tell her that I was going to be one of the godfathers. I don't care who else is. She can have 10 godfathers. I have to be involved, babysit something, maybe tie the baby on Gucci's back, let Gucci run around the house. You know, my dog is getting big. Put a little saddle on him. You know what I mean? White folks be tying their kids down, tie the baby on the back of that saddle, and let that run through the house. Anyway, that baby's going to be gorgeous. That baby is going to be when I tell you the baby fashion, watch Rihanna drop a Fenty baby line. And her baby gonna be the star. Blue Ivy, she's like, Blue Ivy got that Grammy. Okay. Well, my baby gonna be the first billionaire. Watch. But if her and Rocky broke up, would she owe Rocky baby support? Because she got the most money?
No.
If he has to
No, whoever has custody.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, she's going to have custody.
Yeah.
They're both going to have custody because they're both going to stick together.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Yes. Well, I don't really want to get too much into that. Rhea, you told me, she said she's going to send me a photo. She wanted to take a better photo than the one she took, but this is a photo. You don't take bad photos. Are you crazy? You're fucking Rihanna. Like, Jesus took a shower and that water rained down all over you because you are blessed. But she's going to send me a photo that I can share, so I can't wait. All right. Bye, Rhea. Damn. ASAP literally has, like, the baddest chick. Well, this story is kind of sad. Miss USA Chelsea Chris, she died by jumping from her New York City apartment. Now, this girl, I met her, I think twice. I met her at the Savage Fenty event, and then I met her at the Wendy Williams Wax Museum, the wax thing for Madame Tussauds. She was there with Extra interviewing Wendy. Me, her, and our mutual friend, Alicia Quarles from Good Morning America. We were all just kind of talking. We're all Black, and we were all there supporting a Black talk show host. And she was such a nice, energetic, sweet girl. To think that she jumped, she's only 30 years old. So let me tell you what happened. She jumped from her high-rise apartment in New York City. That really just bothers me on so many levels because there's so many of you out there that are struggling with mental health or depression. The holidays just happened. It's a new year. COVID seems like it's never going to end. People are dying around us all the time. Life is just stressful. You got Omicron. You got death row. You got all these different variants popping up. And this girl, you look at her on the outside, she's a beauty queen. She's beautiful. She jumped out of her window and hit the ground. Now, I don't know what building she lived in because I lived on 42nd Street. I recently just moved out of my apartment building, and the 42nd Street was where I lived at the Sky Tower. It was a beautiful building, but we had balconies there too, and I had a balcony. So I don't know if she lived there, but she lived on the 9th floor and was last seen on the 29th floor terrace. So hours before, can you Google what apartment building she lived in? Can we see? So because there's only two buildings on 42nd Street that I could think of. It's that one in the Silver Tower right across the street. But either way, she posted something before her death. Do we have a photo? This is what she posted. She said, "May this day bring you rest and peace." Now, there was a note left in her apartment saying that she will leave all of her belongings to a mother. Now, I'll tell you, I did make some phone calls.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, what I've been told is that she had a very difficult relationship with her mother. And she was very open about that relationship and how toxic it was. Have we seen that online anywhere? We have?
Well, she wrote an op-ed for Essence.
She wrote an op-ed. Do we have anything here? Well, there's an op-ed apparently that she wrote. Huh?
Oreo?
That's where she lived? Mm-hmm. In Essence. And so her and her mother had a checkered history. So it's interesting that she said she's going to leave everything to her mother. But this is what her family said. Her great light was one that inspired others around the world with her beauty and strength. She cared, she loved, she laughed, and she shined. More importantly, as a daughter, sister, friend, mentor, and colleague, we know her impact will live on. The girl was 30, beautiful, successful, living in New York City, and still wasn't enough. Yeah, I remember Floyd told me all the money in the world is not going to make you happy. You're either going to be happy or you're not. Happiness is a continual process that you have to work on. And I mean, I was watching her, you know, her tributes, my friend Gio Benitez from Good Morning America and his husband Tommy and just all friends in the industry and journalism who knew her have nothing but good things to say about her. And there was not one person she felt she could call to get help. So I just want to take time to say, if you're out there, anybody that you know is out there thinking of hurting themselves, You know, because we all have down days. I've been there, y'all. I've been there. If you read my book, you know, there was at least three or four times where I was on my way out. But I decided to keep on moving. You know, I'm in love with life now. It doesn't mean it's not stressful. But if you know anybody or you yourself are struggling, you got to call somebody. And if you don't have a friend, call the National Suicide Prevention Network. There's 24-hour service. It's a toll-free number, 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Please, 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 please use it. And suicide is so selfish. I mean, I'm not shaming her or people who have committed suicide, but it's so final. And even though I didn't know this woman personally, like on the level where I'm not even going to act like we talked on the phone or nothing like that. I was just seeing her in passing. It did bother me to a place that I actually like sat with it for a while and thought about it and thought like, what were the thoughts leading up to wanting to jump over a 9th-story balcony and hit the cement? And then there's the act of having to go over and then hitting the cement. Who was below? Who saw it? Who was traumatized? People were traumatized. Who had to clean that up? People were traumatized. The family, you know? Really sad. So I'm sending my love to everybody, and I hope that all of you out there are, you know, look, check on your strong friends too, y'all. All right? All right. Now, I don't find this guy that attractive. You guys, do you? I don't. He looks dirty. Look at Amberlynn. She get wet every time we put a man up here. Well, I mean, I can see why, you know, big muscles, you know, him laying on top of you, y'all sweating, his sweat dripping in your mouth, tasting like 3 days without a bath. Ugh, I can't. I've only seen him one time in person. I've seen him and Lisa Bonet. Well, him and Lisa Bonet, y'all already know that they're getting a divorce. Well, now he's taking his show on the road, literally in an RV. They're saying that he's living in a $750,000 RV following the breakup with his wife. Now, if you don't know who his wife is, we have a picture of them. I know we do. This is them in happier times. She's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen. Beautiful black women, by the way. Was she pregnant there? No.
I don't think maybe.
That's just a bad shot. Well, anyway. Is that Lisa? Mm-hmm. Lisa. No, what's her name in Huxtable? Cynthia?
No.
Ariba?
Denise.
By the way, you love Cynthia Erivo? Why? What is your infatuation with her?
Her voice.
Well, I tell you I met her.
I'm like obsessed.
Did I tell you where I met her?
Yeah.
Where?
At Emma Ross's house.
Did I tell you that she ran out?
Yeah.
Because she was there with her girlfriend, Lena Waithe. They was like, he ain't about to let nobody know we together. Well, I did it again. They're cute together. They really care about each other or whatever. Well, back to Jason in this RV. He apparently is living in an expensive RV that's parked at his friend's house because Lisa ain't letting him back inside, I guess. We showed you the photo of them. Well, anyway, he was caught looking relatively comfortable around the 750,000 black camper van earlier this week. Let me show you a picture. Is there another one? Mm-hmm. Damn, that's actually a really nice camper, right? That's his house? Mm-hmm. Well, they say once you go black, you never go back. So maybe he's going to stay there for a while in a $750,000 camper. Well, the camper is parked in the Topanga Hills. Let me give you the address. We should go find it. We should be able to find it, right? Topanga Hills, small areas. Go to the mall in Topanga Canyon Mall. Offer $5 for anybody who could take us to him. Well, that's all I have on that. He's living there. And I wonder what you guys think of. But you know, I don't really think about his relationship with Lisa anymore because I'm happy that she seems to be happy. And I'm happy that he's moved on. He can go camping with his buddies now. You know, he running through the girls. I'm going to say allegedly, but
allegedly,
you know, that's free Willy. And he got, I'm not having sex with nobody in the camper though. I just feel like if somebody invites you over to the camper and you having sex and then he got you up against the steering wheel, now you push the horn, now somebody run outside that look like Rose from the Golden Girls. May she rest in peace. She died too. She died right on her birthday. This last couple of years has been a lot. Who else died? Bob Saget? Bob Saget died so Aunt Becky could live. I mean, her career was killed after she did all that foolishness with the privilege. Aunt Becky. There should be a NFT for Aunt Becky. Becky. That's what, right? Her face, Becky. Oh, God. Anyway, Lisa Bonet and the man that lives in the camper released a statement. They said, "The love between us carries on, evolving in ways it wishes to be known and lived. We free each other to be who we are learning to become." Girl, y'all was on that good ayahuasca and sat up there high as hell off them shrooms and said, "You better go get you some, you go get you some, fuck it." And now August Alsina's over there with Lisa Bonet. Trying to Jason's lyric her to death. I'm surprised Will Smith is still married to Jada. I'm sorry, but that was a lot. Did you see in the interview with Kanye where he said, "I'm not going to be Will and Jada"? Yeah, game. Anyway, he has no weight bench in there. How is he lifting weights? Yeah, Equinox? Huh?
It comes out.
Oh, it does? Mm-hmm. I bet it does at night. All right, well, bye, Waterman. Is it Aquaman? Mm-hmm. Aquafina, man. All right. I'm looking at my phone to see when I'm going to get phone calls from this next story because, God, I just don't want to talk about it. But, and I did not, this is just the way it's shaped up. He's in the news. Chris Brown, he's being sued again for $20 million for sex assault, where this girl is saying that, once again, he sexually assaulted her. Now, her name is Jane Doe, which you already know how I feel about that. I feel like if you're going to make a claim publicly and try to drag this man for Phil to make him settle, you need to put your name out there. But they're saying that he allegedly drugged and raped a woman on his yacht, docked outside of Diddy's house back in 2020 over in Miami. And she's suing him for $20 million. Now, the woman's being described as a model and a choreographer and a music artist, which means she moved to LA with no talent, found Instagram and a good photographer, and now she's an influencer. Because that's, like, I swear to God, I was in Atlanta this week. Shout out to Chemistry. They had me speak up there. Nobody was doing this all day in the club. I am sick of LA. I was so glad that nobody had their phones out. Well, the woman is saying that there were also no phones out at Diddy's house when the boat was, docked outside of Diddy's house. And after she spoke with him on FaceTime, She said that she was over at Diddy's house in Star Island. I've been to the house on December 3rd. After speaking to him via FaceTime while she was on the phone with another friend, she said that he took the phone from a girl at the party and he told her to come to Diddy's house. So she went and she pulled up immediately. Now, if Chris Brown calls you late at night and says, "Come to Diddy house," and then you come and you get on a boat with him, would y'all finna play chess? I mean, what is it? Well, when she got on the boat, the woman is saying that he offered her a drink and handed her a red cup and they started talking, and then apparently he filled her cup up a second time. And she said she started to feel a sudden unexplained change in consciousness. She said that she felt disoriented. Let me tell y'all something, because there's another epidemic going on out here. All you straight niggas who are infatuated with gay men and their lifestyles, because we're all fabulous, and then you want to be in our beds and you want to lay up with us and have these moments of passion, and then when it dawns on you that you suck the dick, you get in your feelings and you start trying to say this type shit, because somebody tried me. Baby, talking about they regretted, regretted messing around. They can't believe that I allowed them to mess around. Nigga, you have a dick. Your dick does not always make good decisions. But if it was good for us at the time, it was good. And now I just don't understand why people like this find themselves in situations where you created an environment to be with this man. Late at night, I've been to Diddy House. Diddy House, I'm not going to tell you where, but when you go on Star Island and you go through a big-ass gate to get to a big-ass door, and then you go through that big-ass house to get to that big-ass backyard, then you got to walk down that big-ass thing to get to a big-ass boat. What did you think was happening that night? And why you didn't go and try to get him arrested? Now, why are you filing a $20 million lawsuit? Who says that your vagina was worth $20 million? Don't come on my Twitter talking about you are shaming a rape victim, because if I was raped, the first person I'm going to call is the police. I'm not going to try to extort you out of money, then call the police, or not going to try to extort you out of money, then file a lawsuit. Like, y'all be moving funny. And these guys are so dumb, they don't keep receipts. You should be time stamping everything. You should only be having sexual relations in a place where there's cameras or audio recording that they don't know about. So when they try to come up, you go, floop. Like LaToya did from Real Housewives of Atlanta, where she tried to recently extort Bon Ray. Got that audio clip. But I'm going to save that tea for another day. So this woman now is saying that she was in and out of sleep. And that she was drugged. And that she was half asleep. And then he wouldn't leave. And then according to this woman, she said that he removed her bikini bottom and began kissing her, ignoring her pleas to stop. So Chris Brown, you go over to this house to see Chris Brown in a bikini top late at night on a yacht in Miami. And he's kissing on you and he's saying, you're saying stop to Chris. Now, we've all seen this penis on the internet. I'm not going to say that a big penis. Anyway. She said that he allegedly raped her. And then she said that he ejaculated inside of her, stood up, and told her that he was done. Now, according to this woman, Breezy contacted her and demanded that she take a Plan B pill. And she took the pill and never reported it to authorities. So Chris now, as he should, is speaking out. And this is where I like to hear both sides of the story. He took to his Instagram saying, quote, they're all cap. I hope y'all see this pattern of cap. Whenever I'm releasing music or projects, they try to pull some real bullshit. Now, he went on to say this in another slide. Cap, 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 cap. I mean, it's sad to say that you want to believe every woman who claims rape. But let's be clear, every woman don't get raped. And although Chris has had his stuff in the past, I just don't see Chris being a rapist. I see him being a lot of other things, but rape? I think Chris Brown can get any woman he wants. The same with Trey Songz. I don't understand why everybody's going to social media and not to the authorities. Like, go lock them up if they did it. Now, if you've been raped or you know somebody has been raped and I'm getting it wrong, please come and educate me, because maybe I'm missing something. I just don't understand. I get why she may not have said anything for a while, but when you do say something, why would you go and demand $20 million? If my brother got murdered, the woman, they couldn't pay me $20 million to make her not go to jail. Nah, you kill him, you going to prison. There's no money that cures these type of things. And there's no statute of limitations on rape, right? So once you've raped somebody, there's no statute of limitations. So I don't know. This seems fishy to me. I'm calling cap on this one. So I'm standing with Chris. All right. Let me put up the phone number and stuff so people can call in. Here's the number. We're going to do this in a second. You'll be able to call in. And I want to talk to you tonight. So if you're not here on the show, here's how you can come right here and have a conversation, all right? Okay. Then an abducted Tisha Campbell, y'all. y'all done tried to take Gina. Now, Gina is a friend to the show. She's bringing up the fact that she was once almost abducted. Now, if she got abducted and she started acting like Gina from Martin, they would have took her ass right back and dropped her off, huh? Because Gina was annoying as hell, wasn't she? I was watching some reruns of Martin the other day in Atlanta. She was Do y'all have girlfriends that act like that in real life? Do some of you women act like that? And don't have a friend like Shanaynay, because we know y'all all got a Shanaynay in your life. For Tiny, it was Shekinah. You know, like hood rich, hood fabulous. Shekinah is extremely entertaining, though. And she likes me now. She didn't like me for a while, but I guess we cool now. Well, Tisha Campbell took to social media sharing that she had an experience that startled everybody. And she said that in a video, she said she had to call a taxi after she was done filming because Ubers were not available in that area. And while noticing a strange van that was there pulled up, she saw a man in the back who got out and told her to get in his car. Now look, she shocked me. So now I'm gonna shock you. This is what she said.
Don't freak out, but I think I almost got snatched up. So they don't have Ubers where I'm filming, and I had to call a taxi. So I get this number, but the truck that the van that pulls up is real sketchy looking, but there's a guy in the back seat, right? So when he jumps out, the guy is just standing there. I thought he was getting dropped off, but he's just standing there. He goes, get in. And I go, what? He goes, get in. And I go, no. And then I look at the car, look inside the car, it's fucked up. The rubber is pulled up from the bottom. There's dirt everywhere. The back seat looked like it's snatched out for a fucking reason. And so the guy in the front seat, the driver goes, get in the car. And I go, well, I'm not getting in the car. And the guy in the back is like kind of mushing his body towards me to get in the car. And the guy says, well, then get in the front seat then. I said, I'm not getting in that fucking car. Fuck y'all. Fuck out of here, right? I asked the lady at the front desk. I said, yo, who's the guy that gave me this number? And she was like, why would he give you this number? Yo, this trafficking shit is real, but they got me fucked up. They got me fucked up. Because I ain't Gina, bitch.
I knew Gina was in there somewhere. Y'all tried to steal Little Shop of Horrors off the street. Y'all tried to steal. I'm right here. Is that the song?
Still here.
Do we have that video? Why y'all didn't upload? I know you have, but why didn't you upload that? Somebody called her Gina Smollett. Y'all better stop playing. She's a national treasure.
I'm right here.
What if she would have looked at the car and said that?
I'm right here.
Not Gina. What's the girl name? Tisha. You know I love you. Tisha was actually a good guest on the show. I like her a lot. Did you get to meet her? Mm-hmm. Did you tell you liked her a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin puts this I'm right here video, this performance she did at KXLA or KTLA or whatever she did it. And I don't know who took her there for that performance, but they did not tell her in rehearsal that that was going to go viral. That is like a TikTok classic at this point. Did she have some sky-high boots? And she said, fuck what you heard, bitch. I'm right here. All right, well, anyway, this is what she said in her caption on Instagram. She said, this was a video I sent to my brother right after it happened, but I felt it was important for people to be aware. I need for everyone to be overly conscious of themselves and their loved ones. As Tony D. Rivera says, it's shopping season where traffickers try to snatch people up. If I wasn't from Newark, boy. Now, let me ask y'all a question. So sex trafficking is when you steal a person and then ship them somewhere else or sell them?
Or around here for sexual purposes.
So can you sexually traffic somebody in the same city? So you abduct them and then you sell them to people for sexual purposes. And then they keep them locked down, mm-hmm. like R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. People do that?
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl, they're going to do it.
Yeah. Huh?
Super Bowl. Everybody's on watch.
They're going to be selling people?
Yeah, that's why everybody's telling people to watch out because Super Bowl's here.
Baby, if y'all come and sex traffic me, I'm going to shoot you because I don't want to be sexually trafficked. I don't even want you. Just leave me alone. Do they sexually traffic men?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like young boys or mm-hmm. men in general?
Young boys.
Wow, this is crazy. We live in a sick world when you really think about it. Like you go places, you never know what people's intentions are. I always look at people no matter where I'm at. I don't go to the post office and stuff like that anymore, but I do look at like whenever I go to public places, I'm always looking at everybody like you're a weirdo. And it'd be the weirdos that are not even looking like weirdos. Jeffrey Dahmer used to take people to his house. Can you imagine Grindr back in those days? I always think of Jeffrey Dahmer when I used to think about Grindr. Now, I was on Grindr for a quick second, but all those bing, bing, all those like alerts going off. Don't you hate when you get those alerts on those sex apps you're not even supposed to be on and you be in the middle of some shit that you're not supposed to know, people not supposed to know you a freak? Somebody sent me a Snapchat today. And I was having lunch sitting next to Ye, and I clicked it and I had to do all this. And then, you know, I'm at the table with him and Antonio Brown and everybody, and they looking at me, and I'm looking at, you know, a distraction. that I save to my camera roll. I save stuff to my camera roll. I don't save in the chat. Because what happened is I used to save the nasty stuff in the chat and y'all used to take it down. So now I'm in control of my own narrative. I'm keeping it all. Now I have to ask you guys a question. And you guys can come on here and tell me, is... Now I ain't going to ask that question because it's wrong. I'm going to leave it alone. Somebody tried to tell me to subscribe to their OnlyFans. But now I found out that when you subscribe to an OnlyFans, it says your name on there. So they know that you subscribed. I'm not doing that. Or maybe the person created the name or whatever. I ain't going to tell you who he said did it, but whatever. All right, well, look, we're going to get into some things. Bye, Tisha. Let me put the number up here, 1402-GAGGING, 1402-GAGGING. And here's the link to be able to come here on the live chat. So we are going to spend some time getting into some things. But before we do that, let me tell you about the merch. You can go to HollywoodUnlocked.com/shop right now and get the merch. Everybody's asking where our new merch is. China. It's in China. We're waiting on it. But in the meantime, you can go here and shop. You could also go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and become a loyal fan for $1.99 a month. It's Hollywood Unlocked. I mean, no, it's YouTube.com/HollywoodUnlocked. Also follow us on Instagram at Gag Nation. This is our Gag Nation page right here. You can find us there. And it's just at Gag Nation. We're verified. And just some more stuff. You know, I have a brand new studio. So for those of you who are content creators and want to build your own podcast, here's where you can go. Take a look. Welcome to Hollywood Unlocked Studio. Hollywood Unlocked Studios is a full-service, high-end, one-stop shop for all people who want to create podcasts, photo shoots, or other content. When I started Hollywood Unlocked, it was my podcast, Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored, that actually put me on the map. And so I understood how important it was to be able to put texture to a brand. But what I didn't know was where to find the resources to get the help that I needed to bring those dreams to life. And now that I'm making it, I want to make the opportunity available to you to be able to come in and create your own podcast, do a photo shoot, or create your own dreams right here in the middle of Hollywood in a full service, one-stop shop to service your needs. To join our community or rent the space to bring your dreams to life, go to HUstudios.com. I had an opening last week. I'm going to have another mixer this week. Because I just want to buy another charcuterie table. Everybody loves these charcuterie tables. All they talked about was charcuterie, charcuterie, charcuterie. So we'll have another one there. All right, well, listen, it's time to pay some bills. It's time for a commercial. Well, listen, now that we can get out and travel and take vacations, we want to celebrate some of our favorite times by turning our new memories into art. If you want to give a truly meaningful gift, you've got to try paintyourlife.com. I told you about this during the holidays. Get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price, or combine photos of people or places you love into one painting. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. User-friendly platform makes it easy to order a custom-made hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. It's fast, so you can receive your portrait in a little less than 2 weeks. Send any picture of yourself, your children, family, a special place, your dog, someone you loved who isn't around anymore, a cherished pet, even an action shot of you or your children playing your favorite sport. Now I was blown away by the quality of the artwork and the painting that I got. This artist that I used really captured the essence of my dogs. And what I sent him. And so I'm going to hang it right above my fireplace. I just have to decide which one. At paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. So if you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded guaranteed. So right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. So to get this special offer, text the word gagging, G-A-G-G-I-N-G, to 64,000. That's gagging to 64,000. Text right now. Gagging to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter the most. Message and rates may apply. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text gagging to 64,000. All right. Time to gag with me. All right. Let's get gagging with Jason Lee. That's a long applause, right? All right, so look, it's time for you to hear from you. We're going to call in to 1402-GAGGING. That's 1402-424-4464. Or jump on the video chat. But please make sure if you're coming through on the video chat, enable your echo cancellation. And if you're calling, please pay attention to the phone call and not the stream because you may miss your chance to gag. All right, let's take a phone call. Let's start. Is there phone calls? Okay, we got phone calls lined up. It's Black Future Month. Hello. Hello? Next call.
Hello?
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Jason.
Do you want to go? Thank you. Hello?
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Bitch, I'm all right. I'm gagging.
Anyway, yeah, I know you're gagging. I first want to say congratulations to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky and all those other ones that missed out on Rihanna. The bag, and not even the bag, but like the baby and the proper things. And then some of the people that you did try to hook up in the past with ASAP, you know, and they missed out on that too. So power couple, power goals. Anyway, I don't think I wanted to speak on was Chris Brown. To me, everything ain't me too. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you touch me, that I'm calling the police, like, automatically, like, you're canceled. I lost two kids, you know what I'm saying? And my daughter's father at the time was one of the people that, you know, where I lost my kid to. So I didn't take up for this nigga or nothing. Like, at the end of the day, if you are, once it comes down to social media, if you're putting that on social media, if you're bringing money into this situation, to me, if you are real, this is just my personal opinion, so they can get mad however they want to get mad. But if you are putting that out on social media and you're saying a $20 million bag, how are we supposed to take you seriously when that's what it looks like you're going for? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I just don't understand the bag attached to it. And I don't understand the social media attached to it. Because you're not going to touch me. If you touch me on a yacht 5 months ago, the police don't know 5 months ago.
Well, listen, I will say that people report sex assault whenever they report it. That's not my issue. My issue is,
why not
go to the police? Why not try to get him arrested? Why not try to put him in prison? Why are we going straight to court at $120 million, you know?
And that's exactly what I'm saying. So I'm not saying, like, there's a time limit to report it. It's more of, if you're going to go to social media versus going to the police first, even if your time limit was 9 months to a year or 2 years, 3 years, I'm going to go to the police first before I go to, like, social media, when we know in public opinion you can really ruin somebody's whole everything. We just seen what just happened with the Trasha K. You know what I'm saying? We don't play those games. You can't just be out here saying things about people and thinking that it's going to be okay. I honestly thought that there was going to be something that came up with you where this Tragladon, like you like to call it, would have been called out by you. But I'm glad that you kept you were very classy in all of this. But the little Tragladon can go too.
Yeah,
so
I'm not going to waste my time, you know, dragging the Gremlin Maker. I mean, she now made her own bed and she's going to lay in that casket appropriately. And it's sad to watch. It's sad to watch, but happy at the same time. But thank you so much. Thank you for your call. Thank you. Let me go ahead and bring Amber Lynn. Hello, how are you?
Hey now.
Hey.
So, I wanted to say congratulations to Rihanna and ASAP Rocky. Y'all are a beautiful couple. I know y'all was making good love, baby. FaceTime me, put me on the dresser. I just want to see, after the baby is born, I don't want to see no pregnancy sex, but I love it. Congratulations. You deserve it. You know, I hope you have whichever baby that you desire and that the baby is healthy. And I can't wait to see him dressed up and fine. As far as Momoa, that thing is big as fuck. So they be having beds in there that are like queen size, king size in them things. So I will fuck the shit out of him in there. Yes, let's make babies up in that motherfucker. You're beautiful. Like, let's get it. Period, point blank. this situation with Chris Brown, I don't believe, old girl. I think that she got flew out, fucked, and then sent back home, and she's upset. You would go directly to the police because you would want to get them, you know what I'm saying, for them to pay for what they did. You wouldn't go to the fucking to get some money, bitch, like you're stupid. If you file after the court case and he gets convicted and blase, blase, that's a totally different story. But hold on, I'm done with it. As far as motherfucking Tisha Campbell, I honestly think that like a cemetery, her career is dead and she is looking for some shit, you know, to sit up there and have to talk about. I understand you want to bring awareness for sex trafficking, but bitch, they're not coming to get your 50-year-old ass to come pick you up to take that old puss nowhere. You done gave birth to babies and some more shit, bitch. Your pussy look like a fucking train tunnel, and you talking about somebody want to pick you up. Don't nobody want that pussy. You're going to get $5 per head. And if they wanted you, they would have picked her ass up with all of that bullshit. If they wanted her, she would have went. Talking about something. No, I'm not getting in the car. There would have been no conversation. You would have been thrown in the back of that bitch and gone. We would have never heard from you. So no, I do not believe her. Cap, cap, cap. The fuck, cap, cap.
Amberlynn, go to bed.
Love you.
Hi, Jason. Looking good.
Thank you. I'm just trying to get into whatever haircut you're serving tonight. Because first,
oh
blue.
No, my hair grew.
Okay.
My hair grew. I just wanted to say congratulations about the whole Rihanna and ASAP Rocky thing. I think Rihanna will make a great mom. I love her music. Just totally excellent in my book. I wanted to pop in, haven't been on the show in a while. So, like, I have a lot of things.
Have you been in the studio?
Huh? Like 2022 was a new year for me. I got things going on. I got a career, got accepted as a correctional officer. And, I got things going for me.
Wait. Christina, you're a corrections officer now?
Yeah.
Like you're in the prison with men?
I'm going to be in a men's prison. They didn't assign me a prison. I got to take the physical test and the written test, but they accepted my application, so I'm good.
Christina, you're definitely going to have sex with an inmate.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Christina, I doubt it highly.
Christina, if you meet a fine-ass Dominican man or some big old and he says, let's go on the rec yard and push this pee. You ain't going?
I can't because I've been with a great guy for like almost a year now. It's about to be a year. And
what's that show called? The Next 48? Or what was it called?
48. I think the...
Huh?
First 48.
First
48.
No, that's when they're killing people.
Oh, you love after lockdown?
60 days in. 60 days in. You're going to get caught on 60 days in. Yeah. Somebody watch.
No, I don't personally, I can't really bank on that. And like, I mean, I'm very committed to the guy I'm with, especially with this.
What is that? Is that another pregnancy? Are you pregnant again?
Yeah.
How many months?
Seven
months. You're 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Christina. All right. Well, Christina, if you're pregnant, congratulations. We'll know in a few months and then you can come back.
No, I already know what it is. It's a girl.
No, I just want to know that you're actually pregnant. I mean, the last couple of times you've been pregnant.
Yeah, the last one, I think I brought it up to you. The last, that a while back ago, that was like the, you know, miscarriage, unfortunately.
Well, congratulations. I'm happy for you, okay?
But yeah, I've been with this, like I said, I've been with this guy, like I've been with my man for like 7 months, 8 months. So,
where'd you meet him?
Huh?
Where'd you meet him?
Oh, we started, he hit me up me and him have been talking for like 2 years on Facebook. Like, we added each other as a friend. We started talking. He lived close to me. So then we went on a date. And then, you know, we just...
Wait. He got you a Birkin bag?
He got me a Birkin bag. No. I only have the one that I got.
Allegedly. Wait, okay. So let me ask you a question. Christina, you met him 7 months ago, but you're 7 months pregnant?
Yeah. I'm like 28 weeks and 3 days. 27 weeks and 3 days.
So you met him and got, you hooked up right away and got pregnant?
Well, we officially met up in June. But we've been talking for 2 years prior.
Got it. Okay. Well, is he Dominican?
No, he's Haitian. Haitian, French, and Chinese.
You just jumping around these islands, huh? Well, congratulations, Christina. Hold on.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Christina.
Thank you.
All right.
Y'all are so shady. Y'all be shady in compliments. How?
Christina, I really do hope you're pregnant this time because I was waiting for the last reveal. But you know, we're gonna see.
I already said what happened. So I said my piece.
Yeah, sorry about that. But Jason, no. I want to give a congratulations to someone that's actually pregnant. Rihanna, her and ASAP Rocky. I do believe that they actually manifested this moment. Because if you go back and watch the Fashion Killer video and listen to the lyrics, he actually said in that video, her attitude, Rihanna, she get it from her mama. And 8 years later, their baby, you know, different stuff like that. But I'm sorry, Christina really got me all over the place right now. I just want to say congratulations to her, though, because I love Rihanna.
First of all, no, you did not say, let's talk about somebody who's actually pregnant.
Okay.
I'm not gonna stay on too long. I gotta go eat and stuff, so I'll check y'all.
Especially later. Now that you're eating for two. Yeah, stay in touch, Christina. Keep coming back. It works.
I will.
Have a good one, Christina.
Thank you.
Can I say about Tisha Campbell, though, on a serious note? I actually do believe this happened to Tisha Campbell, if I'm being very honest. I really don't want to Jussie Smollett her because the Brownsville Police Department claimed they did an investigation, just like they claimed they did an investigation on the Lauren Smith Fields girl. So I think we've really, as Black people, got to stick together and believe each other when stuff like this happened, because there's too many Black women missing out in the world. It's too many things randomly happening to Black people out of nowhere, and we really got to like stand firm and believe each other. Now, don't get me wrong, Jussie Smollett is someone that made a bad example out of this, but we definitely got to believe and protect Black women, as you know, we say out there. So let's protect Black women, please. And about the whole Chris Brown thing, Me Too is starting to turn into Pay Me Too, because as y'all stated, they want $20 million. As someone who has, you said $20 million, as someone who has been, you know, sexually molested, my whole thing is people do come out with their stories at different times, but I don't think you lead with money. You don't, you know, ask for money. You actually more so want justice than anything. If you're putting a price, there's no price on getting peace from this whole situation. So if you're putting money on there, people are going to look at you funny. So if this did happen to her, the way she put it out is the reason why people are questioning her. But I do believe that there is always a pattern with Chris Brown. So that's all I want to say. And I didn't mean to offend Christina if she got offended.
I mean, you just told her she wasn't pregnant.
Jason, you remember her being on Beagle since she was pregnant. She came on here since she was pregnant. It's like, we don't play about life on her. You feel me? So if she is, congratulations. If not, get some help.
Let's take a phone call. Call us, y'all. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jason. I want to talk about Chess We Chris.
About, okay, go ahead.
I feel like some of the strongest people you don't know that are having, you know, mental issues don't talk to people because maybe they're afraid of what they might think or say. It just hurts my heart to see something like this happen. I just wish she would have reached out to somebody or talked to somebody about, you know, her thoughts or things that she was going through, because she just seemed so successful on the outside and had everything, you know, going for her, the success and being a lawyer and, you know, winning Miss America and stuff. My heart just goes out to her and her family on a serious note. I just wish people would, you know, let people know what's going on, so maybe matters wouldn't have went the way it went. And that's just all I wanted to say, and just tell her family, you know, they're in my prayers.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree with you. You never know what's going on in people's personal lives. Thank you. Another call. Hello.
Okay, Jason, I just called. But then afterwards, Christina got on, right?
Uh-huh.
My thing with Christina is this. You know that song about a week ago?
Yes.
It's about a year ago that she told us that she was pregnant when she had blue hair and she couldn't dye her. And we was like, oh, well, stop playing. Because there are real women out here that really, like, I'm not saying she's not a real woman. What I'm saying is there are women out here that really can't have babies. And now you want to sit up here and play games. Like, first of all, I need a sonogram or something from her. And I agree with what Jameer said. Like, you just told us that.
I think she just showed one.
She showed a what? A sonogram.
She showed a picture of a baby in somebody's stomach.
Well, that don't mean nothing. We seen what they try to do to my guy, Allstate. The bitch tried to say that she had you can go anywhere and pull up a sonogram. I'm cool off of that.
I wish her the best. I want her to, if she's pregnant, she says she's pregnant. Look, we come here in 3-4 months and Christina pulls up and she ain't got no rocking chair with a baby bassinet next to it, then we know it's cap, but whatever. Listen, is there any more calls? Go ahead. Hello.
What's going on, Jason? This is New Sun.
Hi.
I couldn't make it up on there. Hey, well, I wanted to say I love the fact that Riri is pregnant. I am pregnant. I'm 19 Congrats. Weeks now and 6 days, and it's a boy. So Congrats. I can't wait to find out if she's going to have a boy or a girl. And I think they're going to have a lot more babies. They're going to be all right.
I'm here if they have a group home. But anyway. But thank you.
You hear what?
I said, I'm here for them having a group home amount of babies.
Listen, me too. They are so beautiful. Let me tell you, that baby is going to be gorgeous. That baby is going to be gorgeous. But anyway, I'm going to move on. I'm not going to drag.
Well, thank you. Johnny did that. Wasn't me. All right, listen, y'all. It's time for Thoughts and Prayers.
It's above me now.
Sorry. Listen, today is the first day of Black Future Month. And although we celebrate our Blackness every day, 365 days out of the year, it's important to shed a light on even brighter topics and greatness this month. So what we all have learned is that the past is a greater teacher of how the future could be. And let's take this time to reflect on how far we've come as a people and see that with the new Black Future Month movement, just how much power we could all have together. During this month, take the time to educate the young ones around you on the many contributions we as a culture have made to the world, but also encourage them to let their greatness shine through. We are all Black excellence. Wear that with a badge, or like a badge of honor. That is the show, y'all. And that's it for this episode of Gagging with Jason Lee. I need to get some guests on here because it's been a minute. Let me see what K. Michelle is doing. But either way, that's it. We're back next Tuesday with an all-new show. In the meantime, you can follow me on all social media. Here it is. On Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Also at HollywoodUnlocked.com, you can subscribe to our newsletter, or you can follow us on the podcast because we're a streaming service also. And here we are everywhere. All right, y'all, here's my number. Stay in touch with me, 310-388-6463. They tried to turn my phone off the other day, but anyway, it's back on. All right. I would say find me on Bego, but I ain't going over there. I'm out. Peace.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.